This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dan Wiederer.
You've got a guy with credentials, you got a guy with some qualifications, and now there's just, when done at its best, provides a level of steadiness and stability that helps create and stimulate success.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
Listen, we're not going to accept the status quo. We are going to push for more. We are going to strive for more.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Dan Wiederer with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Bear down. Let's go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Ruthie Polinsky in for David this morning, and we are delighted to hook up with our guy, Dan Wiederer. He joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Getting ready for the week of Bears. Yeah. Bears. What do we call it?
Mandatory mini camp.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, accountability. Is that what is that the new buzzword? Like, what is it that we're seeing from this head coach that we expect to see? I wonder if it's more like liability. Like, if you don't do it right, we'll sue your arse.
We're gearing up for the most significant week in Bears history until the next most significant week in Bears history, which will happen in late July. I think what we've seen here in the early going with Ben Johnson is just an intensity and an unwillingness to kind of accept some of the lackadaisicalness or sloppiness in spurts. And then you just have to figure out a way to sustain that. It's really easy to do in the early going. It's much harder in the third week of August when guys are grinding and worn out. And so you got to find that balance of how to press those buttons, when to press those buttons. But yeah, so far so good in the early stages of what we've seen out there.
It seems like the players are really welcoming that new level, I guess, of accountability. What are you looking for this week, Dan, as we'll have three consecutive days to kind of watch and hear and listen and talk about whatever happens this week?
I think you hit the nail on the head there, as we actually get three consecutive days to be out there. And so you're able to kind of get a feel for the flow of that week. The last couple of weeks, we've only been out there for a Wednesday, and you don't know what happened on Tuesday or Thursday. So you can observe, but drawing conclusions becomes harder. And so we'll be looking at just kind of the consistency of the guys that are playing out there. Obviously, the quarterback's in the center of that lens. I want to see availability too. You know, TJ Edwards, Kyler Gordon out last week with soft tissue stuff. Gordon is a guy, obviously, who just got signed to the big deal, but has missed time in all three of his years. So you want to see him start to check that dependability, durability box in that regard. Luther Burden, another guy that's missed some time here in that rookie class. You know, there's some injuries there. We knew Colston was going to be out, but now Burden's missed a few weeks. And every week you miss, you kind of set yourself back on your ability to grow and gel into something. And so that's all part of it. I don't think we're going to get any real significant conclusions drawn until we're into training camp and both sides of the ball have more of what they want to do installed, and we can start to see that evolve.
Yeah, I agree with that, Dan. But I think what's fun about this is that getting to see consecutive days
yeah.
will help you understand whether the similar mistakes are repeated. In other words, like if someone's doing something wrong, and it seems like Ben Johnson is the kind of guy who's going to call out everything.
Yeah.
And if he's calling out the same stuff, that's going to be a very interesting sign as to who is picking up on things and who isn't. And I'm talking about Caleb Williams more than anyone else with that. You got to know that he's figuring it out and it's kind of stacking up for him. I think we may have
did we lose Dan?
Lost Dan for a second.
Oh, no.
We'll get him back.
We'll get him back.
But that I think, is one of the keys. Like,
yeah.
It's one thing to have a bad practice, but if you're putting together a few of them in a week, you know, that's not to be enjoyed. Dan is back with us. Hey, Dan, sorry about that.
There we are. Yeah, I lost the tail end of your question, but I think you were talking about just the consistency of mistakes. And,
yes.
And when you see those, then we've got to dial in on that. What's fascinating to me here in the next few months is watching the bond and the connection between Ben and Caleb grow,
yeah.
because I think there's a presumption that this is just automatically going to work. And I don't know that we know that it is, right? You're going to have a hard driving coach with a quarterback who is requested to be coached hard. But when the actual hard coaching comes, how do you respond to it? How do you take a bad series? How do you take a bad day? How do you take a bad week and reset and respond to the coaching that you're getting? And so that's going to be part of this process here that we're going to watch develop a little bit this week. And then obviously when we get into training camp, to see how they are gelling together and understanding that they don't have to be, as we say every summer, a finished product by week one,
right.
but you have to be moving in the right direction by week one, you know? And so that is all part of this process, and watching those guys kind of find their rhythm and communicating and connecting with each other is a big part of this puzzle.
I don't know about you, Dan, but I'm hoping we get to hear from Cole Kmet this week, just someone that has been very sort of absent, I guess you could say, over this offseason. Obviously, the Bears drafting a tight end with their, you know, first round pick, I think, is notable for him specifically.
No question. Yeah. And you want to get his sort of thought process on where things are right now with himself, you know, and how he fits in with Colson Loveland being here with the offense as a whole, and how it's evolving with a new coach trying to put in a lot of new wrinkles to make this team more explosive. And Cole's been here for many years. He's been through a lot of things here. And so his perspective is always very valuable. He's often willing to share it. And so I think the next time we hear from him will be pretty significant. And that's one of those things about the spring. A lot of times you learn more with your ears than you do with your eyes. And that's one of those ones where, yeah, when you get into that press conference room, you're going to want to listen and hear what you hear and then interpret what you're hearing.
I'm curious, in the sporadic moments you've had to watch Caleb Williams in this offense, does it seem like he's thinking through things in terms of his footwork, in terms of his, like, has the offense itself and the difference of him under center is it still something he's learning, or do you feel like you've seen improvement, or is this even going to work? Because it could conceivably get to a point where they're not going to be able to do it if there are repeated mistakes at camp.
Can probably give you a better answer Friday when we've got these 3 days. I will say that, like, the comfort isn't there yet, and you wouldn't expect it to be, right? Yeah. Like, there's a new system being installed. There's new things being asked of you. You're using this period to get more comfortable. But even, you know, last week, you know, some of the routes on air, the precision isn't quite there. And that's like, okay, just file that away. You're not drawing any major conclusions, but it is a sign that the comfort isn't fully there when you're missing guys on routes on air and a couple picks and one in team drills and one on 7-on-7 in the practice we were watching last week. You know, you just got to get those cleaned up. You got to go back in the film room, get with the litany of coaches that you have there to work with and figure out what the mistakes were and figure out a way to work through those. And so gradually, you know, Ben promised that they were going to dump a lot on the offense to figure out who could handle what and how much each guy could handle. And so this is part of that process. When you start to streamline it, when you start to get into that month of August and start to figure out who you want to be, we'll have a little bit better chance to feel out what the comfort level should be and whether it's reaching that standard.
It's interesting, Dan, just sort of as you're talking, I'm thinking about, you know, preseason, early season. And initially when we got the schedule, I look at that week 5 bye week and I'm like, oh, it's so early for a bye week. But kind of it's kind of a nice time, I think. There's going to be a nice sort of schedule, I guess, for the Bears to sort of figure out what's working and what's not working, because this is going to be on Ben Johnson to do everything he can to make it work for Caleb Williams and the offense. So I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here as we look at, you know, the offseason. They have this summer break into training camp, preseason, and then into that short 4 weeks of the, the beginning of the season. Doesn't that kind of feel, now that I'm just talking about it, kind of feels like there's, it's sort of set up to make adjustments the way you were just explaining?
For a beat writer, it's atrocious.
You don't
want 13 consecutive weeks of games to finish the year, but they don't care about me, as we've determined over the years. I think Ben has expressed what you just said there, that he feels like it's a nice time to kind of get a chance to take a step back, to figure out what did work in the first month of the season, what needs to come along. And he seems to be really leaning into that idea of the week five bye as a reset period that will be beneficial. Time will tell. I do love the fact that they're going to do the joint practices with two different teams. I think that gives you two different sets of tests, again, in a controlled setting where you can put your starters out there ones-on-ones and see what it looks like and really get some intel from what other teams are doing and what you want to try. And obviously you can script all that up and put yourself in so many different situations, and then it minimizes those preseason game actions. But they're going to get some chances here to learn who they are and who they want to be, and then have to step back and make those adjustments.
Yeah, we heard him talk about the idea that he likes the early bye week, because then they can do some adjusting. But the problem with that is they open up with Minnesota, and both, you know, you talk to someone in Vegas, both the Bears and Minnesota are listed as like 8.5 wins, and it seems like for every bet that's made, somebody is either betting against the Bears or betting against Minnesota. In other words, that first game may be a lot more important to their overall record than we want to acknowledge.
It's a spotlight game also. And so, you know, like we've lived that a few times where the week one spotlight game hasn't gone the way you want it to. And then all of a sudden it feels heavier. Like it feels like a game that means more in the direction of your season than it should. And oh, by the way, you follow that up with a short week trip to play the Lions, right? Like, so there's not much forgiveness in the early part of that schedule to get yourself the momentum that you want to get. Now go answer that bell and win that first game, and you know that the city will come alive, right? It'll be like, okay, here we go. Ben Johnson era is off on the right foot, and he gets to go back to Detroit after that and try to flummox Dan Campbell with some trickery, and we'll see where that goes. But I do think that month of September is gonna feel heavier than it probably should, and the Bears are gonna have to figure out how to deal with that internally.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I just think that as I look at this period of time, they need to be getting a lot of work done. They really do. And I know he's dumping a lot of things on them, but, you know, like, as you guys well know, that the passage of time, it waits for no man, for the love of God. And it just feels like that this is valuable time. You just don't want to regret, like, he took too long figuring that out, or so, I should have done, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. And I think Ben realizes that as much as anybody inside that building. And I think that's why that intensity is here. You know, he walked in the building in January and said, not only are we going to win, but we can win now.
Right.
When you set those expectations, you want to take advantage of every single day and make sure that every sloppy rep gets cleaned up immediately. And so I think that's where some of that fire and intensity is coming from, because he understands time is of the essence here, and we can't, you know, sit around and be okay with 2-4 and, oh, okay, we're moving in the right direction. No, like, we want to do some things this year. We need to get this quarterback unlocked this year. And so to do so, every time we get a chance to work together has to be productive. It has to be beneficial. And so hopefully they're making steps in that direction. But again, time will tell as to how good this flow and this bonding process is going.
Other than the injuries, Dan, defensively, what are you sort of looking for? I know Montez Sweat used the word complex to describe Dennis Allen's defense or Dennis Allen's personality. What are we looking for as we sort of try and learn how Dennis Allen is going to use the personnel that's here?
Right. And I think he wants to be attacking, and I think he wants to be creative. And we heard him talk about, you know, moving Gordon into a safety role at times and being creative in that regard. I think there's an idea of moving guys around on the defensive line to create matchups that help you, you know, get after the quarterback and start to create the pressure that hasn't been consistent enough in several years. I want to see more from Montez Sweat. I want to feel his presence, right? Like they paid him to be a presence. I didn't feel a presence when he got up and talked to us last week. That's for sure. He didn't seem like he wanted to be anywhere else but in that room discussing Bears football at that point. And so across the defensive line, I just want to see that they've got some teeth up there with the additions they've made. I think you both agree that the times that we've heard from Grady Jarrett so far have been energizing, and I think that energy is going to be important to this group. Now, can you back it with productivity at this stage of your career? That will be very important. And then just give that defensive front some teeth, and then all of a sudden everything else will seem a little bit easier.
I know that no football writer really wants to get into stadia issues, but the reality is there was some news in terms of the Illinois legislators not being able to give any sort of mega, what's it called? Mega project, mega development tax breaks, which impacts the Bears. And there is no stadium money that is apparently among the bill to fund the state. So I don't know how impactful that is, but I would imagine that if you're Kevin Warren and you have set a timeline of, shovels in the ground by 2026, this is not great news for him this morning. And they, it's been a lot of years that they've had a lot of meetings and we haven't seen any hint of shovels in the ground. What is your take on this latest? Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. They're behind schedule, and the momentum is not occurring the way that they thought the momentum might be occurring. And we've talked for a while about the financial obstacles and the government obstacles being massive to this project and trying to find support that allows you to get this thing moving in the right direction. I mean, it was Father's Day weekend of 2021 that they entered into the purchase agreement on Arlington Heights, right? Like that's 4 years ago, and here we are kind of still spinning the tires in the mud and trying to find some traction, and they've got to figure out a way to do that here. Obviously the spring legislative session has closed and now your timeline has been altered because of that, because you didn't get some of the things that you hoped you would have been able to get out of this. And I don't know. I mean, I still think that this stadium will be in Arlington Heights. It just seems like the time to do it is getting further and further away every time that one of these developments occurs.
Yeah. I mean, it's an unfortunate reality, but I don't know how go back and now you can kind of look at that ridiculous meeting where we're going to start with a prayer and all that. That seems like 100 years ago in itself.
Right.
Yeah, that was draft week. I was in Detroit for that and missed that whole production. But right. Like, at some point you've got to create some sort of tangible evidence that this project is moving in the right direction. And for a few years here, it's not been there, that there's been direction or momentum that they're going to get this thing rolling in the right direction.
And it does feel like the goalposts just sort of keep moving and moving. And you may say it with the same conviction of shovels in the ground in 2026, but it just sort of keeps continuing to get pushed back. And you wonder, if shovels aren't in the ground, what is going on other than you not using the money and wasting money?
And like steel is going up, right? There's
right, yeah.
I'm just saying, it just seems like, and we've heard
there's
Kevin
urgency.
Warren talk about how construction costs, like,
day.
At some point, you got to get to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no question. And look, like Kevin had a playbook from Minnesota, but he's facing a different defense in Illinois than he was in Minnesota, right? Like,
well said.
Sometimes you got to adapt. I don't know what you guys are doing this weekend, but I've got some old snow shovels in the shed that we could take out to Arlington Heights and just shove them in the ground and just let everybody know that there's
nice
actually
weather.
Shovels in the ground out there.
Yeah. Right.
That's beautiful. Okay, so just back to the week schedule. And I know that it's just, we're not learning anything, but do you get a sense of any building camaraderie? You know, like when you hit – that's when you're playing football.
Yep.
So
yep.
This is almost like you're hoping, oh my God, can they please win a 7-on-7 drill?
That's right. And we're in this era now where, because of the proliferation of social media, because of the explosion of the number of outlets that are quote unquote covering the team, there's an urge to attach heightened significance to every single day that we're out there, even when it's not there. It's cool to observe. Like I said, you just have to hold off on your conclusions until you have more evidence. I will say, one guy that's caught my eye here in the last couple of weeks, Roma Dunze looks really, really sharp, you know, and that's the best adjective I can apply to it, is sharp. And you heard that from his coaches as well. It was Antoine Randall-El first, and then Ben Johnson a couple weeks ago, just saying, man, like, he's really, really good at taking what we talk about in the classroom, applying it to the field, and making sure that he's taking advantage of every day. And so when you get that type of progress from a guy that's a first round draft pick, you say, okay, that's nice. I'm going to file that away and keep an eye on whether this continues through the month of August, right? Like, that's the big month for the Bears next after this. And hopefully they get some things done this week. I would also say that, you know, encouraged initially by what you're seeing from Ozzie Trapillo at left tackle. Seems like he's at least going to put his foot forward in trying to compete for that job, depending on when Braxton comes back and what that whole situation becomes.
I totally agree with you, but I would say that if Braxton Jones isn't the starter, that's a setback. Just because he's been your starter, he is a guy that's been injured, and you want him back and healthy. I just feel like if they're opening the year with Ozzie Trapillo, that might not be the best sign.
Well, you're going to have to adjust, understanding that you have a rookie tackle there. But I don't know what Braxton Jones's health is going to look like the first time he sets foot on a practice field again, right? Like, that was a December kind of gruesome ankle injury that got that kind of glossed over because it happened at a time of year where everyone was so fatigued at the losing streak and everything else that was going on. But, like, that's a tough injury to come back from. And then they also want him to put on weight while coming back from this injury to be able to anchor better against bull rushes. So there's a lot on his plate here in the next few months as well.
I'm really interested, Dan. There's so much made of the, you know, eight captains last year, but who really were the captains? I think I'm really interested to see over the course of, you know, the next couple weeks and then into training camp, who are the leaders of this group? And I don't want to see eight captains. I want to see like three or four strong leaders. Who do you sort of, can you make any predictions of who you think those might emerge?
Well, Grady Jarrett's voice to me is one that just guys respond to. You guys know I'm a big juice guy. Grady Jarrett brings the juice. So, like, if he can play still, which it seems like he can, if he can play still, like, that's a guy who knows how to do this, to be a pro every single day, to show guys how to do it, to correct guys when they're not doing it properly. They've talked a ton about Tooney's leadership since he got here, and it's a different style than Grady Jarrett brings. But, you know, that guy's a pro. He doesn't miss time, you know, and he's just out there doing it right and making himself available to guys who have questions. You know, you'd like to, I think we talked about this last year, you'd like to see some of those trenches guys become, you know, engines of the leadership train and see where it heads. Ultimately, your quarterback's got to get there at some point, but I don't know that last year rookie captaincy with a guy that had a lot on his plate, and obviously it wasn't all going smoothly, was the best play there. And so they've got to identify that stuff, and then you also have to identify which guys aren't cut out to be leaders that maybe fans think are, you know, terrific players, but don't have the leadership chops to take your team in the right direction. And you've got to be on that as a coaching staff to understand what that looks like.
How important is it that players make that decision and you don't just give guys leadership role? Because I'm wondering if Caleb Williams would be elected after fail. I mean, and Rome Odunze, God bless him, he got the Piccolo Award, but I just worry that, you know, Dave Wannstedt told us that there's been a couple times where he would manipulate the vote to get a guy as a captain. And if you have to do that, I wouldn't fault them for doing it.
I'm also cool with the quarterback being a ceremonial C on his chest too, because if you don't give him that C, then the whole outside world goes, well, wait a second, the quarterback's not a captain, what's wrong there? So just throw that on Caleb's jersey, whether it's his or not, and then figure out who your other guys are around that to make this train go. And I think they've got a good list of candidates, and now it's kind of Ben's decision on what he prioritizes and kind of how he pushes that train along. Probably a good question at some point over the next four times that we get to talk to him before summer break to find out what he wants in his captains. That's a good one to put in the notebook.
Great stuff. Great talking to you, Dan. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Dan.
Always good talking to you guys.
That is Dan Wiederer. Take the North. Chicago
Take
Tribune.
Take the North. Never give it back.
No. 312-644-6767. Mully and Haw, we got Ruthie Polinsky in on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They might be putting a couple change out there coming to Chicago tomorrow. It might be.
Do you know something?
I wish I know.
No, you're just.
I wish I had the power to know.
What kind of changes would you like to see?
I just want to get, let me see, Roberts a day off.
A fake day off. Okay. Just
stay away from there for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll try to get up tomorrow early to the ballpark, go talk to him to see exactly what he got through his mind, what he need to hear.
Mully and Haw, Ruthie Polinsky in this morning for David. And there is Ozzie Guillen in the postgame show yesterday on CHSN. Really excellent stuff because
Always. He's
a friend. He's friends with Luis Robert, and he doesn't want to say it, but he saw what you saw. If you watch the White Sox over the weekend and you saw Luis Robert going 0-for-10 with 7 strikeouts, and him being moved to 7th in the lineup, the guy showed absolutely zero. They were throwing him absolute junk, and he didn't try to wait it out in any way. He was striking out on inside pitches, on outside pitches, on stuff basically in the dirt. I mean, he looked like a guy with no clue as to what a strike looks like. It was absolutely, I mean, it was shocking how bad he was at the plate. And Ozzie's kind of like being kind there by saying, you know, make up something, but give him a couple days off. They've got a good hitting guy there in Ryan Fuller. He needs like private tutoring. I don't know that he'd buy in on it. I don't know how he feels
just
about
reset.
Things are going. I mean, Colson Montgomery was plucked out of AAA, sent for a couple weeks, 10 days, whatever it was, to Arizona. They need to do something like that because every time you see him go to the plate, you're watching his trade value disintegrate. It is. I mean, I don't even know that there is trade value, but there is. It is awful to see what he's doing right now.
Right now, it does feel like there's nothing there. So, what do you have to lose? Take him out of the lineup for a few days. Give him a sort of a mental reset, hitting reset.
Yeah,
and see if you can build him back up and bring him back and show at least some semblance of life, you know, in who he was as a player, who he can be as everyone wants him to be. And then maybe you could get something for him. I don't know if it's ever going to be anything at this point, but you got to try everything. Cross all your T's and
awful.
Cross all your T's and dot all your I's.
So over the weekend, the other thing that we have to get to is we talked about the Knicks losing game six in Indiana, and it was a blowout. It was, I mean, I don't know if it ended up 17 points, but it was 20 at the end, and they were not, I mean, you know, the Knicks are trying to trade baskets with them. It's not how you catch up or beat a team. It was pretty pathetic. But it was also the last game on TNT. So TNT, the Inside the NBA show, is a personal favorite of mine.
Me too.
I always record it and watch it because sometimes I can't stay up due to the late games. I am bummed that that basketball is off TNT. I really enjoyed that show. Now, I know they're moving to ESPN by all accounts. It'll be interesting. I believe Ernie and is still part of it, so it'll be Ernie and Charles and Shaq and Kenny the Jet Smith. And I love those guys, and I love that show. I don't know how different it will be on ESPN.
Did you catch Bill Simmons' commentary on why he's afraid ESPN, it won't be the same?
Yeah, it won't be
It's really interesting. The commercials and the structure of the commercials, I think, has a big reason to do with what Bill Simmons was getting to, because NBA on TNT, they just let them go.
Oh, they let them do whatever
they
let
them go, and they do whatever they want. So they're saying, I think Bill Simmons was saying something, and I'm probably paraphrasing here, but he's saying you're going to have to get rid of commercial breaks, and that's, you know, advertising and all those sorts of things if they want it to be the same. And you can imagine that if Ernie's getting those guys to commercial breaks every minute, minute and a half, 90 seconds, Shaq and Chuck are not going to be thrilled.
No, they're not going to be happy with it. I think Bill Simmons is a very talented guy, and he's also been through the wars at ESPN. And it's interesting to get his perspective on that because, I mean, they kind of messed with him as much as anybody. I'll be very, very curious to see how it works out. But we do have some audio of their sign-off from last night. And they each took a time talking, and Shaq went blue at one point, and Kenny, of all people, went blue, which stunned me. Charles didn't go blue. I think I might have been as surprised by that as anything. And then, of course, Ernie was the guy to sign off. But let's take a listen to some of the goodbyes.
Everybody at Turner for the last 25 years, it's been an honor, and I'm grateful and thankful. And also to ESPN, it's going to be an honor and a privilege to work for you guys. You guys are the number one sports network in history, and I'm excited for it. You guys got some tremendous talents over there. I'm looking forward to co-working with those guys. But like I say, man, I just want to say thank you to the NBA, every coach I've had, every player I play with, for giving me this magnificent life that I've had. I am so lucky and blessed. I'm lucky and blessed. And I want to thank TNT. And even though we'll never say TNT Sports again, I want to thank TNT for giving me a magnificent life.
So thank you. We have been honored to do this. And we look forward. Look, the four of us, as you've already heard, the four of us are going to be together. Our production crew is going to be together. It's going to be that same bunch. We're still going to be shooting that show in Atlanta. It's just going to air somewhere else. And so the craziness that you've seen, the nonsense and the foolishness and the top-notch basketball analysis, all of that stuff's going to be on. It's going to be on ESPN or ABC next year, not on TNT. For that, we're sad. But I'm proud to say for the last time, thanks for watching us. It's the NBA on TNT.
It's really sad.
I know. I mean, it does really get you.
They were doing that for so long. Charles said that he was set to sign. Where did he say he was going to sign? He was going to sign somewhere else with Rune Arledge. Is that who he thanked? Was it NBC? And then he met with these TNT guys, and he just called them up and said, no, I'm going with these guys. He just, like, he
had a feeling.
Connected, knew it, and I mean, he's phenomenal. He's so good at that. They're all excellent. It's a great show.
I'm really happy to hear that they're staying in Atlanta, just because you think about, you know, from a TV standpoint, you think about all those people behind the scenes.
Right.
The cameramen, yes. The producers, the floor directors, mm-hmm. you know, all those people who are behind the scenes helping make that show great. Like, you were going to make that whole group, you know, go relocate right. to Bristol or whatever. So it's cool to hear that they're staying in Atlanta. And I think they're going to do their best to try and keep the integrity of what that show is and why it's so special. And the personalities, those four guys, they are that show. I mean, you can't really
they're so good.
Say anything else about it.
You know what's funny about that? Like, I wasn't pleased when Shaq joined the crew.
Really?
Because I felt like he was just saying nonsensical stuff, you know, and he wasn't, like, getting the show better. But then the chemistry has really built up. And Shaq, when he said goodbye, he told Charles, you're the older brother I never had. Like, it was like a surprisingly tender moment between those guys, because you don't usually see that. But I love that show, and it was sad for me to see it end, even though it's not over and they're going to keep it together. But as you said, you know, it's interesting whether it's I didn't think about that commercial thing, but whatever it is, it will be different. And if they change it in any fashion, you'll notice it immediately. Now, maybe it'll get snappier, maybe it'll be better, but I kind of doubt it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There was something about the way they the fun they were having as a group. And Ernie is, like, a really decent man. He's like a good guy.
Wonderful.
And, you know, you look at some of the stuff in his personal life, he's a great dude. And, you know, I don't know.
Brandon, is there a reason you didn't play what Shaq said? There was some profanity in there.
I'm saving it for transition.
Okay, I love it.
That's a good reason.
Okay, good. Didn't mean to blow your spot there.
No, that's all right. Brandon always funny. Has a plan.
Yeah. Shaq is also, I mean, and Shaq and Chuck, now it's funny you say that you were not thrilled about Shaq joining the show, because now it's almost like you can't imagine one without the other.
I know.
And the way that they bring out the best in each other. It's really cool.
And he's also meant to be TV. Like a really good dude.
Oh,
I mean, Shaq is, like, you see some of these, like, videos of, like, some little kid, and he hugs the kid. You know, he's, like, a decent man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm bummed. I'm bummed that I feel like TNT deserved better. I don't know. And now we're going to have NBC back in the NBA business, and Michael Jordan is going to be connected.
We'll see in what capacity, right?
I made a couple calls on that one, and I heard some stuff that I kind of thought, yeah.
Sounds right.
Yeah, it doesn't sound, it sounds like
limited.
From what a friend of mine said, that, like, they're going to interview Mike and his house for an interview, and then they're going to cut it up and use it.
That makes a lot of sense.
So I don't know if that's how they're going to do it on a weekly basis, or if they're doing one.
Right.
I don't know, right. But it just doesn't.
The way they phrased his role as like a limited contributor or something like that. We're like, okay, you're just going to use that to hype it up. But Mike Tirico, right? He's going to be the voice of the play-by-play. We'll see. It's a lot of Mike Tirico.
We get a lot of Mike Tirico.
Yeah.
Dustin, you like Mike Tirico, right?
I think he's a professional broadcaster, but I think I agree with what Ruthie said. It's too much sometimes.
Right.
He's on, it's everything NBC does.
Do you have more stadium fatigue or Tirico fatigue?
Stadium fatigue. Stadium fatigue.
That would probably rival
that's specifically for David.
Right. And that would probably rival with David's Brady fatigue. That's one of my favorites. He has a lot of Tom Brady fatigue and Kelce brothers fatigue.
Ooh.
He has a lot of Kelce brothers fatigue. I love those guys.
Yeah.
Anyways.
No,
we're off the rails.
Good. All right, we've got our colleagues. We'll talk to Marshall and Layla next. It is Mully and Mark Rohde's in. Oh my gosh.
best.
Get over here. I want to hug Dustin. I'm so happy to talk to Mark Grody.
Sorry I mentioned it in your ear.
All right, buddy. We'll do that next. Molly and Haw, we got Ruthie Polinsky with us this morning on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.